The White House's recent decision to grant a pardon to Changpeng Zhao, also known as CZ, the founder of Binance, has stirred up quite a conversation.
Absolutely. The administration made it clear that the pardon was not a hasty choice. The extensive review process emphasized the importance of aligning with national interests and upholding the integrity of the justice system.
It's interesting to see how this move has divided opinions within the cryptocurrency community and beyond. Supporters view it as a step forward for cryptocurrency and innovation, while critics are concerned about potential implications.
Endorsements or pardons from influential figures like this can truly sway public perception and impact market dynamics, especially in the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrencies.
This pardon goes beyond just one individual. It could signal a shift towards more acceptance and backing of cryptocurrencies at higher government levels.
Absolutely. The White House's involvement in this process might pave the way for discussions on regulatory clarity and support for innovation in the digital currency space.
The ripple effects of this decision will be closely watched, particularly to see how it affects Binance, the cryptocurrency market as a whole, and the environment for crypto entrepreneurs.
The relationship between government policies and the cryptocurrency industry is becoming increasingly intricate. This pardon will serve as a case study for all stakeholders moving forward.
As we look ahead, there are some key questions that the cryptocurrency community, policymakers, and market participants should consider.
The thorough review process highlighted by the White House underscores the gravity of such decisions and the importance of ensuring they serve national interests and maintain the integrity of the justice system.
The debates sparked by the CZ pardon are crucial for understanding the diverse perspectives within the industry and beyond.
It will be interesting to see how this pardon influences public perception and market dynamics, potentially shaping the future landscape of cryptocurrencies.
The willingness of the White House to engage in this pardon process might just be the catalyst needed for more discussions on regulatory clarity and innovation in the digital currency space.
Stakeholders from various sectors will be keeping a close eye on how this decision plays out, as it could have far-reaching implications for the industry and regulatory frameworks.
This move truly highlights the evolving relationship between government policies and the cryptocurrency world. It's a fascinating time to witness these dynamics unfold.
Absolutely. The White House's defense of the CZ pardon has set the stage for deeper conversations on regulatory clarity, government support for innovation, and the ongoing interaction between policymakers and the crypto community.